I'm speaking with Chuck Spencer, who is government relations with Growmark. And Chuck, we're going to talk a little bit about what is going on right now in Washington, D.C. Well, I guess they're off this week, but everybody's throwing things back and forth about what's going to happen with sequestration. We've got the USDA Outlook Conference even going on this week, talking about the future. They're always looking at the outlook, but everybody is talking about what's going to happen with sequestration. First of all, let's go ahead and define what sequestration is, because there's a lot of confusion about that term.
You know, there is. There's a lot of confusion, and we talk about it all the time. You hear it pop up. Actually, it will trace back to when the President and Congress were working back on the Budget Control Act of 2011. And you may remember the Bowles-Simpson report and all the discussion about the super committee and how the super committee was going to propose cuts to get our budget deficit in order. And I think that we may recall back in 2011 that both bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate voted in that if we could not come to some type of agreement through Bowles-Simpson or deficit reduction, then there would be the opportunity to enact sequestration, which would be across-the-board cuts to defense and non-defense programs. Now, there are exemptions within the provisions of spending reductions, obviously Social Security, Veteran Affairs Program, and a whole list that goes through in some nutrition programs as well, but not all of them are accepted from across-the-board spending cuts. Those across-the-board spending cuts for sequestration could range anywhere from 10% in some of the discretionary defense programs to 7.8% for non-defense discretionary programs. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, a lot of people throw around the figure of 9% to average the two, but when you go across the board, Cindy, it can be very detrimental to a number of programs.
Well, it has taken on kind of a monster quality, like another apocalypse coming, because of how much the government is involved in our lives. This, you know, if we look at it and we say, okay, we should shut down government for a day or a week or 2 weeks or a month, we're looking at a lot of impact on our own personal lives that we don't even think about when we say, let's shut down government.
Yes, you're exactly right. It can be very impactful. You know, there's a lot of discussion right now on what exactly would be reduced by that amount and what those reductions mean. Will it mean that we'll have longer lines at airports, that we would have slower processing of certain types of applications and government programs? You know, there's also people, though, on the other side of the coin who will say, look, our deficit is so high that a 10% cut or 9% cut is at least reasonable, and households, when times get tough, we're able to cinch the belt up and make things work. Why can't government do the same? So you have two competing factions here very loudly describing and discussing what they can do, and obviously a Congress that still has time to meet prior to March 1st to make decisions that would be more specific in nature instead of across the board. So the opportunities for that compromise do still exist. I think we all know from the reports that the meetings, though, that usually accompany a compromise have not been occurring.
And so one of the compromises or one of the ideas that was floated, I understand, on the Democratic side was that it would include cutting farm program payments completely. Is that correct?
Yes, the Democrats have floated out a proposal to avoid sequestration and making very specific targeted cuts. And then when you look at agriculture, one of the first things they were looking at was the direct payment. And that would total anywhere from 3.8 to around just over $4 billion per year. And, of course, we know with the Farm Bill extension, it was a simple extension until September of 2013 from last year. So many farmers have incorporated their management plans for 2013. We're coming up on spring planting season. And, you know, a change in that type of program, particularly for crops in the southern region of the country, would be very difficult for them to deal with. And I say that because I know in the Midwest, we look at what the risk management program that crop insurance provides, and we have a very high participation rate. And in fact, the last 2 years has worked very, very well. So I think what you're seeing is agriculture groups certainly line themselves up, not only talking about the future of the next five-year farm bill, but then also playing a little bit of defense as well from the standpoint of making sure that they can continue to secure their budget for agriculture in the future, and in many ways trying to figure out what the best way to manage when facing a federal deficit as high as we do. So there probably will be this grand mix at some point in time of both spending cuts and then the question of how programs should be structured in the future.
Well, the deadline is coming up on March the 1st, much like the January 1st deadline coming up, and that's just days away at this point. And many are saying that that sequestration is inevitable at this point. What is your take on that?
Yeah, it does very much seem that way because of what we were talking about, the tradition of having meetings and very serious conversations between the leaders, putting together a compromise package. We don't see that occurring. And, you know, there are now calls beginning again for the delay. Once you delay a sequestration or any type of event, it would be very simple to say, okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to set up a hard schedule and we'll delay for 30 days, 6 months, 3 months. But let's all recognize that with that sequestration, any delay that we continue to have means a shorter period of time for those reductions in spending to take place over the 2013 fiscal year. And that's government spending fiscal years always occur October 1 to October 1. So obviously your percentage cuts would be end up being higher for that shorter period of time in that one given fiscal year as our months go away. So sequestration was a 10-year plan. It was to cut about $1.2 to $1.3 trillion of spending over 10 years, which amounts to the percentage cuts we talked about. So as we move forward in this fiscal year, and as we come up to the deadline of March 1st, we're going to have to either have very serious negotiations, a potential for another short-term extension, but I think you're also seeing the real philosophy that sequestration needs to go into effect to have serious budget deficit reduction negotiations. And that really seems to be the premise right now of what will likely be the outcome, is some type of impact with sequestration going into effect and then continuing serious discussion of what they do to avoid the most difficult times in certain areas of our federal programs.
It seems at this point that there's a lot of uncertainty, especially as far as agriculture is concerned, and that's where GrowMark comes in to be there as to let farmers and ranchers know what's going on out there and also to lobby on their behalf in front of lawmakers. But what can the producers themselves do at this point?
Well, I think this is the critical time. As Congress is in district for their work sessions, and that's what they have this week, certainly registering your voice of concern and how you would like to see them proceed is going to be critically important. This is the juncture in which decisions are being made. And when they come back into session next week, I think it's going to be very important that they have a very strong indication from their constituents of what they feel in their majorities. So now is the time to be making outreach. Now is the time to be having that contact and interaction with your member of Congress and U.S. Senator, certainly telling them and advising them what you would like to see done on this matter. You know, Cindy, too, at the end of March, actually March 27th, there's the discussion of a continuing resolution. You may recall, but to January 1 of this year, we avoided some of the fiscal challenges of the time, leaping off this so-called fiscal cliff. They pushed sequestration to March 1st, and they also passed a short-term continuing resolution allowing government to operate under its current budget authority and just extending that authority. That extension went to March 27th, so I think you're going to see a number of activities here within the next 2 months with budget concerns and federal and the Congress being very focused on that. And quite frankly, you pointed out, agriculturalists not only need to weigh in on budget matters, but they need to make sure they stay focused on the farm bill.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Chuck Spencer with GrowMark. You're giving us an update on what sequestration might mean. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.